내가 그 생각도 된저기 밀리르 무시에세디 토비 된델이야 안에지 아 저기 네 제 체디점지 안에지게 동화세야 된디기 준비하기 체디점지 제외 자와라 안에 마삼바체 안에 냐 예 네, 저게 깨워치마 하다 미국어 토야다 타바다 탐지 김벽어 토야 내상 유고보 토야게 된다래야 먼저 배수 시고 그래서 일단 단주기 밀리리 뭐 제바디 배 뭐지 되행 첨보래 네 개 첨보시고 인자 된다 닝보데 류딘데 배추 첨보 이마 나신 진행한 저기 아이 된대래야 네 배추 첨보 여바데 냠내 야고 제투 투가 제고래 사실 그진 먼저 뒤고 싫어
Good evening. So last week was our the second week we looked at the presentation on the human situation or our precious human rebirth. We spoke about how that this life is something of great value and that we need to come to recognize what we have attained, the great value of what we have attained. And through that we will be able to transcend striving for the mere happiness, the mere pleasure of this one life. And rather, we can use this life as a basis to strive for something far greater. And we can strive to accumulate the causes to ensure that we have a good rebirth, that we attain a good rebirth in our future lives, and for great goals greater than that even. So all this training, that this mental development that we can engage in is only independent is dependent on having achieved a life such as we have. Furthermore, we spoke about the great danger that can befall one if one's mind is beset with achieving the happiness of this mere life and beset with thoughts of how to overcome problems and difficulties of this one life. In other words, if our mind remains dominated by the need to achieve a wide variety of worldly activities, this life that was achieved with such great hardship, this life that has such tremendous potential, we end up wasting it. And moreover, not only do we waste this precious potential that we've achieved, but there is a grave danger that through our these many worldly activities that dominate our lives so, we accumulate a tremendous amount of negativity. And when that ripens in suffering, and in particular, it ripens in suffering of rebirth in the lower realms. So we looked at that last week, and we spoke again about the essence, about the reasons to not waste this precious opportunity that we've achieved. We'll continue tonight from where we finished last night. So on page 14, the second paragraph in the middle. Take up the essence of Dharma so that at the time this essenceless human life is left behind, you will not depart from life with regret.
Tingi
This line, it's connecting to what we spoke about last week, that this life that we've achieved, this rebirth as a human, is something of great value, and hence it's referred to as a precious human rebirth. And what makes it precious is that it's a life of potential great meaning. It's a life where a great purpose can be achieved. So all of us have a wish, the innermost wish of wanting to experience only happiness and to be freed of problems and difficulties. But we can lift our lift our vision and on the basis of this human rebirth, we can lift our vision and aspire for a happiness that is stable and lasting, a happiness that is not interrupted by even a moment of suffering. And this is the happiness that is achieved when one attains liberation from suffering, or one achieves the enlightened state of a Buddha. So on the basis of this precious human rebirth, we can achieve the purpose of this life, which is to strive for and accomplish such a state. So in order to attain a state of lasting, stable happiness, then one needs to attain liberation and enlightenment, and that can be done on the basis of this life. And if one is sincerely striving for such a goal, even if it's not achieved in this life, as a byproduct of striving for such a goal, one achieves further good rebirths in our future lives. Rebirths such as these we have now as a human, or as a god. So those goals of a good rebirth or liberation and enlightenment, these come about independent on accumulation of specific causes. And when our time of death comes, as it certainly will for all of us, and our mind turns back to how we've lived this life, if we see that we've spent these remaining years accumulating these causes, in other words, accomplishing vast stores of virtue, vast stores of merit, then we'll look back at our life and say, this precious opportunity that I achieved, I didn't waste. This precious opportunity that I achieved, I used well. And I used it well in that I have created the causes to ensure that I will have a good rebirth in my next life. And this means we'll die without regret. And we'll die without fear, knowing that we'll continue, we'll be able to continue our spiritual progression.
Mili
This human rebirth that we've achieved that is so precious, this life that can be used as a basis to accomplish the greatest of meanings, it's shown that we have achieved this through investigating our situation. And this we looked at in some detail a couple of weeks ago when we spoke about the 18 qualities that mark this life that we've achieved. And these were presented in terms of the 8 freedoms and the 10 endowments. So the 8 freedoms refer to we have attained all 8 specific states where we are freed from a state where one lacks the freedom to engage in spiritual development. So we have attained freedom from those states. So these are being born in the lower realms of hell, the hells, the spirit realms, the animals, or as a long life god. So we have attained a state freed of being born in such a realm. Moreover, we've born in a place where we have attained a freedom, freed from being born in a place where Buddha's never appeared. We are free from being born in a place where Buddha hasn't taught. And moreover, we're freed from having severe physical and mental impediments. And we have attained a state freed from having committed a particularly heinous, non-virtuous acts. So these are the 8 freedoms that each and every one of us has achieved. Well, these are also translated as 8 leisures. Because we have the leisure to engage in spiritual development, to receive teachings, contemplate on these. And moreover, these 18 qualities are comprised of 8 freedoms, as well as 10 endowments. And these refer to the 5 which are personal endowments and 5 which are environmental. So these then are what we have also achieved. And these are particular qualities that we have achieved. So when we reflect on these 18, seeing that we have achieved this, this helps us to see the great value of this life that we've achieved, not taking it for granted, but understanding that to achieve such a state is incredibly rare and came about with great difficulty. And the great importance of understanding that we've achieved a life endowed with leisure is through understanding its rarity, a transformative wish to live a life of meaning will arise. And that strength of mind enables us to overcome whatever obstacles we have to receiving teachings and to meditating on those teachings. And it's through this process of meditation based on knowledge that we can accumulate the causes that will close the door to us falling into the lower realms in the future, in our future life. Moreover, through our ongoing spiritual development, we will achieve greater happiness in this life, less problems in this life. We will be able to have a greater impact and benefit on the lives of others. And moreover, we're creating the causes to progress towards and eventually attain liberation from suffering, liberation from samsara in its entirety. And moreover, in this very life, we can accumulate the causes to even attain the paths of a bodhisattva, be counted amongst the bodhisattvas, and thereby be sure that we are rapidly progressing towards the attainment of enlightenment. So this is the purpose of engaging in these reflections on our human situation, or our precious human rebirth. This is the purpose that now, this is the third week we're looking at this. And so through meditating this every day, we'll come to see the great value, this great value of this life. And this, seeing the value, we'll want not to waste this opportunity. And as we see here in this sentence, we will not want to die with regret, but rather to live a life of great meaning.
Dini beju loba tanga res. Jinza dini yinza, dini ki jeba yinza, shi, jik, sosu shi dui dui, ane, gyoba chimbu jie, oda ngay di, jike, ngay, dini ki, diwa chimbu jie, kanga mongbo jie, senpe, da gyoba jeba yinza, da, ngay, jik, ngay, dini ki beju yakbo jik lui dini, ane, jik, yakbo, gyoba jie, yakbo jub, tu ma songa senpe ge dini, gyoba jeba yinza, dini, shiro chidu gyoba jie, dini paya yo ma res.
All of us sitting here, we have a wish to experience only happiness in our life. We have a wish to be freed of suffering. And this is something we share with everyone that we know. In fact, with all human beings and beyond, all beings have a wish for to experience only happiness and a happiness never punctuated by problems. And it's to fulfill this wish that that beings live the life that they do, striving to experience only happiness and to overcome problems that get in the way of the experience of happiness. And with this understanding, if we look at how we live our lives and how animals live their lives, we can see actually there's not that much difference. Humans, like animals, strive to ensure that they have sufficient to eat and that their nutritional needs are met. They ensure that they abide protected from climate. So with humans through clothing and through homes, and animals also through their shelter, they try and stay protected from the environment. Also humans, like animals, care for their offspring, feed them when they're young and vulnerable and so forth. And moreover, humans, like animals, try to live in harmony within their community, whether it's a particular family grouping or whether they're part of a pack or a pride or a mob, just like humans, wanting to live in harmony with others. So in these ways, humans and animals really are no different. Really are no different. Where there is a stark difference, on the other hand, between humans and animals, is with this unique intelligence that humans have. This capacity to perceive and communicate deeper truths. This is something quite unique to human beings. Certainly it's not found amongst animals at all. And it's this intelligence that we have, though, it can be used in differing ways. And we see this in our world. The human capacity that we have can be used to bring about great good. And there are many people who are contributing to their communities, contributing to the nation or even to the world, and helping make the world a better place. But likewise, there are those who are using their unique capacity as a human being to do great harm in this world, either, again, within a family, within a community, or even in the world. So humans have this great capacity to do something quite extraordinary, either bringing good into this world or bringing great harm into the world. So the boundary between humans and animals is this the potential that comes with our unique capacity, which comes with our intelligence. So this really is the boundary between humans and animals, and it's this that marks us out as having a unique potential.
So, Karel Labna, Mahatu Duma Seata, Digi Dubiala, Digi Duma Duyada, Digi said, Digi Duyada, Duma Seadi, Ganis Duya Labna, Mahatu Sempa Guatanchine, and Digi Duyada, Duma Sevora, Tinita, D Yamlinche Delia, and Mahatu Chesadi. That Tingi Dewa. Tu
And when the time of our death comes, if we can face that without any regret, without any fear, that such a state is achieved in dependence on how we have lived this life, how we use this unique and precious opportunity of this human rebirth with this great intelligence and capacity. Those who die without regret do so because they've achieved the essence of this life. So what is the essence of this life? What does it mean to express that differently? What does it mean to fulfill this life's potential? Well, as human beings, we have this unique capacity to develop and to transform our way of thinking. And it's through this process of being able to transform our way of thinking that we are actually able to achieve our innermost wish, to the achievement of a state of lasting happiness, a state freed of suffering. So now, to emphasize this, it's this unique possibility for humans that we can change our way of thinking and thereby overcome suffering and achieve lasting happiness. It's our progression in this regard that is meant by living a meaningful life, or living, achieving the essence of the Dharma as we have here. And if we look at what that means, living a meaningful life in more detail, so here we can think about this in terms of cause and effect. So the effect or the result is the goal that one would strive for, the goal of a meaningful life. And this can be expressed in three ways. And these three different goals or results have their respective causes. So for practitioners who are of the greatest capacity, they have as their goal the attainment of enlightenment, arising as a Buddha in order to be of greatest benefit to others. So to achieve this goal, and that is the goal of their life, they strive to accumulate the relevant causes, which are the cultivation of minds of love and compassion, and developing them into the strength where they become bodhicitta. And conjoining that with the practices of the six perfections of ethical conduct, generosity, patience, joy, perseverance, concentration, and wisdom. So these are the causes that beings of greatest capacity accumulate in order to live a life of great meaning. Those practitioners who are of intermediate capacity, for whom such a goal seems a bit too daunting, but they have nevertheless come to understand with great clarity that wherever one is within samsara, as long as one is trapped within samsara, one's experiences are pervaded by suffering, and thereby one can never achieve lasting happiness until one achieves liberation from samsara. So they have that as their result, as their goal. That is their objective. So they live a meaningful life by striving to achieve that through accumulating relevant causes. So their causes are the engaging in the practices of ethical conduct, generosity, patience, choice, perseverance, concentration, and wisdom. And they engage in the cultivation of those causes to achieve liberation. And for the third type of practitioner, those for whom such a goal is too weighty, so beings of the smallest capacity, they have developed a genuine fear for the possibility of falling into the lower realms in the next life. They see this as something that may well happen to them unless they close that door. And thereby they strive to accumulate the causes that will ensure they achieve a good rebirth in the next life. So they live a meaningful life by accumulating the causes to achieve the results of a good rebirth as a human or a god. And those causes are ethical conduct, generosity, patience, joy, perseverance, and prayer. So these, as the practitioners of these three types of capacity, who have as this their goal, they're striving to fulfill the goal through accumulating the relevant causes. This is how they live a meaningful life. And when their time of death comes, and they reflect on the life they've lived, they are able to die without regret, without fear, because they have not wasted this precious opportunity.
Mm-hmm. ཁྱི དང ནང་ལ་ཞེ་ཉིན་པོ་ལེ་སེ་ཉིན་པོ་ལེ་སེ་ཆེ་ཆེ་ཆེ་ཉམ་ལེ་ཆེ་དང་ཅིག་པོ་ཆུ་མི་ཆེ་ཉམ་ལེ་ཆེ་དང་ཅིག་པོ་ཆེ་བལ་མི་ཉམ་ལེ་ཆེ་སོ་སོམ་ཅིག་དང་ནེ་དེ་སོམ་ཅིག་སོམ་དེ་རོ་ཉིན་པོ་ལེ་ཨ་དེ་དེ་སོམ་དེ་རེ་ཨ་དེ་ནེ་ཡ་དང་ང་ལ་ཞེ་གུ་ལ་དེ་འདེ་ང་ལ་ཞེ་གར་སམ་གུ་རེ་ལམ་ན་ན་ཁ་སི་ཤེ་བ་ 三当的，那俺就有点三的，我当你有点的，等这个米粒什么吃些，可是呢，米黄把鸡蛋炸完了些，就是嗯，等这个有点的，告诉我的，嗯，等这个有点的些，啊，告诉我的，叫我去点尝点些，可是呢，今天咱叫我去尝完，大碗鸡蛋，点吧，大碗鸡尝点的，去给尝完了，就是今天咱你的米粒什么吃些，三百个，啊，都三当。 三大年，那俺就给的那个，等于米粒什么吃些的，可是他短大钱不，就算干那个那主播了些的，他的那个店跌了，等于俺都七八千了吧？三大些，当不等于米粒什么些的，三大哦，等于吃了等于米粒些什么了，什么吃些的呢？就当都是那俺三六点的，等于米粒什么吃些啊？三些，他的那个三大菜为起来，等于米粒什么就不要短大钱不了，可是菜跌了，说这个干的，说这个。 这个现在老街也喷不住土都，俺说说的几句也都土过了，别人俺说这个吃点了，俺这个说这个，你讲这个米啊的，你这个米啊的，拉面面的吃，俺吃血啊，俺吃啥子吃，我都是，等你要把人家，等你跟咱们人家当，讲学生米啊的，你培训这个人们吃的，你吃上给好了，得了，等那俺说叫我去买拉大米，给我吐土过了，得了，等那他爸的他们就给我吐土过了，得了，那现在喷不下去，没吐土，现在等你给点的白嘛，咋吃不休息一下，三姐，你给我咋吃没白的，给我用些肉，什么忙不当的，咋吃不好过了，等你咋吃没得白，你等那，米粒点俺就端那吃不休息一下，什么等那三当呢？ Dene o dene yinzangi deliya dene gülüdin ki çimbo deliya ni beje yakoş tan tuba jigi yin di beje ta ya de garsın çö nyamlen jeli le şas dene yinzangi yelsem je tamji ge döndalya di ji jubya dunga se ge döndalya anji beje jigi yin samje ani ge jamba da zewa yin che janje sem go mya da di de na ni ji so pa jin ju ge nyamne de ya wo jigi yin sambe dene sam da ya de dene jigi sambe dene ge sam some damja shaya dila, nanju tunshin sampa, tunshin samne dila, nipu lingi yin sampe samtaya dila.
Rakhani kapo ye de sumepe. Milu nabise di tobye kahali kapo re,
ye
de
sumepe. This is the general session. Do you do the music? Calicapas, Milurim Bashedera?
Yes.
Jail Shanadigo.
Jail. Okay. Gently, when we're talking about, from the Buddhist perspective, what it means to live a meaningful life, then this is presented through the trainings of the beings of varying of the three capacities that we've just mentioned, beings of smallest, intermediate, and greatest capacity. In order to actually become such a person who is truly striving for such a goal, to become an actual practitioner of the paths of the Buddha Dharma, the meditations need to, one's spiritual development needs to start with a concerted effort with meditating on this precious human rebirth. The first step of this meditation is to reflect on the qualities that we all have actually attained. And these are the eight freedoms, which were mentioned a few moments before, and the 10 endowments. We need to reflect on these again and again and again to come to see with great clarity just what we have achieved. So what we are trying to see here is what the great value is of this life. This is what we're trying to give rise to, a strength of mind. Because this meditation is at the outset, we can see we're on page 14 of this book. There's still many more meditations to follow. So this meditation is to give us strength, and this strength comes about by recognizing what we've achieved. Then the second step that naturally follows from this is to reflect on the great potential that comes with this life. So we see that we have all these qualities, these 18 qualities, and with this basis, with this life, we can transform our minds. And through this process, we will achieve happiness in this life. We'll be accumulating the causes for ever greater happiness in future lives. Moreover, in this life, as we develop our qualities within ourselves, the impact on those around us will be ever more meaningful. We'll be able to have an impact of great value onto the lives of others. And this comes about through fulfilling our potential as human beings, and that is developing the mental paths that lead to liberation, the mental paths that lead to enlightenment. And this comes about through the reflection of what we all have the potential to achieve in this life. We can all give rise to bodhicitta. We can become bodhisattvas in this very life. And through developing such qualities, it becomes very clear to us what an incredible impact we will have on the lives of all those around us. Thinking like this, we come to see how incredibly precious this life is. When we come to recognize the value of our life, naturally you'll want to live a meaningful life. And accompanying this, not only will we want to, following the wish to live a meaningful life, we will want to spend our life in the pursuit of a meaningful existence through turning away from the meaningless worldly activities that currently dominate our minds, our mental activities, our thoughts, as well as our physical activities. And rather, we'll want to put more and more effort into receiving teachings and reflecting on them so that we can give rise to the minds of the six perfections. So this wish not to waste our life, this determination to turn away from meaningless activities and live a life of great meaning, comes about through reflecting firstly on what we have achieved, this life of freedoms and endowments. Secondly, its great potential. And we need to reflect on this repeatedly over a sustained period, using reasoning, using analysis. And the more we do this, the stronger the result will be. Now looking further at our text, to the third paragraph. Mm-hmm. Furthermore, think to practice immediately. Drink the waters of meditation now and relieve the thirst of wishing to hold life's essence. Here, an analogy is used of someone who's tormented by thirst. So here, if we've done this meditation effectively, like someone who's tormented by thirst, like such a person, their mind will be dominated by the thought of getting water. They'll be able to think of nothing but getting water. Similarly, if we've meditated effectively on this topic, we will have come to see that this life truly is of great value. And we will see that with great clarity that there's nothing else of meaning to do, rather than to utilize this life in the most effective way of possible to develop the minds of the Dharma within ourselves. The reason that we are being encouraged to really develop this inner strength of mind is so that we can spend ever more time engaged in intensive practice of the Buddha Dharma, cultivation of the minds of the Buddha Dharma. And not just more time, but with far greater strength of mind. And the reason for this is all of us want to experience happiness and be freed of suffering and problems. And practicing the Dharma is the only method that can lead to the attainment of a state of lasting happiness. And this we can understand that those in this life who have great wealth, great power, great influence, they would have achieved this through endeavor, through hard work and effort, or at the least maintained it through great effort. And whilst that will bring some happiness to them in this life, if we question how will it benefit them in their future lives, immediately it's evident that at the time of death, wealth cannot be transported. Likewise, at the time of death, one's loved ones cannot help one. They cannot avert death. And whatever power and influence one has in society or even in the world, these great figures still die. Their power and their influence does not stop death. And moreover, no matter how powerful or influential someone is in this world, they can't use their power and influence to ensure a good rebirth in their next life. No matter how wealthy someone is, they can't use that wealth to pay a bribe to ensure they don't fall into the lower realms in their next lives. The only thing for all beings that goes from life to life to life is the imprints on our mind. And for these imprints to be positive, and for those positive or virtuous imprints to have great strength and power, that comes about in dependence on a mind, the mind cultivating them. So it's for this reason that we need to develop minds of the Dharma, because it's through developing minds of the Dharma that we create powerful positive imprints that will help us in future rebirths. And if you wonder to yourself, do I have the capacity to actually achieve some of these great spiritual goals? Do I have the capacity, the ability to live and achieve the results of a meaningful life? Then I want to say with great clarity and conviction that everyone here does. All of you definitely have the potential to achieve great results in this life. And this is because you've achieved through your own endeavors, accumulated the causes that have resulted in you having attained both the inner and outer required causes. The inner causes being this precious human rebirth with the 18 qualities, and the outer cause of a spiritual teacher. And when these two come together as they have, then a life of great meaning and all that entails can be achieved. So again, I want to emphasize that all of you have this potential in the palm of your hands.
Then you
Denji milu rumu thwa de kale khabore kale khabore mi gimje gare lamna di gyudu ye de kale khabore gyudi garasna churim namba ta ba sunya da en jiso jimba de churim se ba tsundri gi tsundri nyamen che ya en de ya an monam 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 ta ba shku gore se di gyu ya gyu sa ya de la kale khabo cha de se sa han se de le ma zu samda na churim sunya de kale khabo en jin di na jin en jimba churim se be nyamen che de be kale khabo en cha gore de ne da 지난 단지 밀리지 뭐지 배 맞아 톱 갖고 휴레스 락 갖고 휴레스 지난 락 갖고 이미지도 그 귀디 주야래 갈래 가보자요 지난 채 내려야만도 다들 나와도 단지 밀리지 뭐지 톱 돼요 알았어 제가 치마 단지 밀리지 뭐지 톱을 해달라는 채 내려야 소속이 냠 맞잖아 토하고 말했어 제가 채 내려야 소속이 수림 남바다 보송 진바다 수준 주변냠 저바다 전적인 냠는 제 되니 아니 소속이 뭘로 먹고 답 되니 제가 있나 아니 나도 제와치마 대신 밀루도 뭐 더야 규세고 알았어 되니 인자 되니기 맞아 맞아 세대려 취한 냠는 맞아 봐네 한 제와치마 대신 밀루도 뭐 톱 타고 가고 와서 제 맞아 봐네 되니 나서 깨는 취지야 고 그러면도 와서 지산 세티코로 세딜로 제고래스 제고비 김정 가서 대신 밀루도 뭐 톱 가고 싶으래스 디링 톱 되봐 될려야 맞아 봐네 제와치마 대신 밀루도 뭐 톱 세야디 갈래 가고 싶으래스 나 세대려 소속에 취한 냠는 야고 제 봐네 제가 정말 대중 밀리지 좀 톱 투구를 해서 그렇다.
그렇다. If we then think to ourselves, but I appreciate that I've achieved a precious human rebirth, which was the first point of this meditation. Moreover, I recognize the great value, what can be achieved with this life, the second point of the meditation. And then we think, but whilst that is the case, maybe I can leave my spiritual development to my next life. Really, this I have too much on in this life. Next life, I will make the aspiration to live a meaningful life, to live a life dedicated to cultivating the minds of the Dharma within myself. So if we think that in this way, then this is a sign we haven't meditated on the third point of the meditation. So we've mentioned already the first two points, and now the third point of this meditation. And that is that this life that we have achieved came about in dependence on causes that we ourselves in past lives accumulated. And those causes were difficult to achieve. And that is why so few beings have this life, have a precious human rebirth. So any result only comes about in dependence on causes. And the person experiencing the result was the one who accumulated those causes. So here, we ourselves accumulated these causes, and if we're not accumulating them again, we will not experience this result again. So what are these causes? These causes that are so difficult to accumulate. And again, we can see that these causes must have been difficult to accumulate because so few beings are experiencing the result. So the causes are fivefold. First is ethics, having an ethical mind, having a generous attitude. Thirdly, having a patient mind and an attitude of joyous perseverance. And fifthly, making prayer to achieve such a rebirth. So we have done this in the past, and therefore we know we have the capacity because we have done it. And we are experiencing the result now. But if we don't at least achieve these same causes again, we will not be able to experience the result. If we don't accumulate the causes, the result cannot be experienced. And then if the majority of causes we have are those that will lead to a lower realm rebirth, if that's where we are born, our spiritual progression stops. Because there, one does not have the capacity and the opportunity to spiritually develop.
지상 아주기 다데나 마제바네 로제마 지긴스네 어 로녀마 제마네 자주스 냠네 지기나 잠닌지 공기 안초 냠네 지기세 제잔 다데 마제 되바이나 로제마 말에 빠르데 시소나 아니 경으로 해서 가서 취지야 말아 봐 시도고 그래서 안 경으로 해서 제가 다데네 다와 제마 지긴라네 디네 다와 제마 말에 빠르 시소나 취지야 말아 시도고 그래 제가 경으로 해서 제가 드림이네 다데네야 三一世纪买的三一世纪买的三国的三一世纪买的三国的三一世纪买的最好过的好过的土呀嘛这是第一章的最佳的最年轻的最年轻的最好的那是东华三一世纪土国的这个女方啊就要的因为这大上的这里的这个这里的嘛是大家呢呀第一的话你要第一的你的呃你就告诉我的讲你就讲你的讲你就讲你的
现在他们就给端到了三月过往特别许多，怕进去给你们的经营啊，三百个三百多点的，大点的经营三百，点的个三百大些，大点的也怕刚突突接过做活的，这个嘞，就像这样，大点你都接，你别过年，这个多点的，当不好了，就像大点的效果嘞，三百个三大，大点的你，点就点就没有这么特别点点量，去年们大点的给嘛钱的，这个没多，什么大点的经营三百三大过来就是。
Now we've looked at the three key points of the meditation here, recognizing what we have achieved, seeing how seeing its great value, and seeing how difficult it was to achieve. If we've meditated well on this, we'll want to utilize this opportunity we have, we won't want to waste it. But there is still the danger that one may procrastinate, and one may think, I have too many tasks right now. When I'm more up to date with my to-do list, that's when I'll start. Right now, my life is a bit hectic. I will start next year or next month. This is a grave error to make. Having recognized what we've achieved, we must put it to great use right now. And here the meditation progresses to think that this life of great value, this life with a truly remarkable potential that I have achieved through my own hard endeavors, this life that I must not let go to waste, it will end. I can say with certainty, it will end. Every being that has been born has died, and I am no different from them. And moreover, I have no idea when it will end. There's no certainty to my lifespan. There's no certainty that those who are younger will die after those who are older. In fact, in this reflection, we come to see that the causes for death are many. The causes of life are very few. In fact, there's none of us, whether sitting here or anywhere, that can say with absolute certainty that their life will not end tomorrow. Act as if it will continue for a long time into the future. But the reality is, our life will end, and it will come to an abrupt end, and almost certainly an end before we had hoped. So therefore, we must practice, and we must practice right now, whatever remains of this precious human life, commit to using well, particularly cultivating minds such as love and compassion, developing them, striving to develop them into the mind or body citta, becoming a bodhisattva and engaging in the actual six perfections. So here, this part of the meditation is to take the strength of mind and to conjoin it with a sense of urgency. And this is the meaning of this sentence. Furthermore, think to practice immediately. So now we come to, as before, when the section comes to conclude, there's the verse from Lama Tsongkhapa's short Lam Rung that this is a comment that the commentary it was on. So I'm going to read an alternative translation, one by Chuktun Jinpa. The meaning is exactly the same of what you have before you. It's just that the lines of what I'll read will match the Tibetan perfectly. So again, this, the sequence of the lines in the English will be the same as in the Tibetan. This life of leisure is even more precious than a wish-granting jewel. That I've found such an existence is only this once. So hard to find, yet like a flash of lightning, it is easy to vanish. Contemplating the situation, it's vital to realize that all mundane pursuits are like the empty grain husks floating in the winds, and that we must extract the essence of human existence day and night.
Then we come back here and drive again, David Dean, Joe Judan Samuel, then we lose him by Chedi, and he's in noble Havar, yes. He's in noble said, he's in noble said, and I'll do you pen, sitting around to get the Hawaii, noble some damana, said on Doji Palam, and it got a yoven, a denizen, some damn to write the niggy, the two little Havar, yes. Whereas in the niggy, nobody retailia, jiggy, Bejo Tante.
The first line, this life of leisure is even more precious than a wish-granting jewel. The life of leisure then refers to these 18 qualities, these 8 freedoms and 10 endowments that we all have achieved. And this is more precious than a wish-granting jewel. So none of us have much experience with wish-granting jewels, but we can think about if one were to have a limitless amount of diamonds and gold. Well, with such great wealth of all these diamonds and gold, on such a basis, one cannot attain any certainty of a good rebirth in the future lives. One cannot attain any certainty that one will not fall into the lower realms. But if we utilize what we have achieved, these 18 freedoms and endowments, this life of leisure, this life of freedom, then we can achieve something of truly remarkable value. So here this first line refers to that what we have attained is something that was so difficult to achieve, but it's of great benefit. And that is what is meant by the first line. Second line, that I found such an existence is only this once. So this line then illustrates or serves to remind us of how very difficult it was to achieve this rebirth. So we spoke about the causes, the 5 causes that we ourselves in the past life accumulated And the results of those causes we are enjoying in this life. But if we don't accumulate those causes again, we won't experience the results again, because without accumulating the full and complete causes, the full result cannot be achieved. So that is the meaning of the second line, that I found such an existence is only this once. And the third line, so hard to find, yet like a flash of lightning, it is easy to vanish. So the first half of the sentence refers to how difficult it was to achieve this result. And again, we can see this through how very few beings in the world do have a precious human rebirth. And the reason it is so difficult to achieve, or as it says here, so hard to find, is because it's so difficult to accumulate the full and complete causes. To have to be ethical, to have an ethical mind, this is difficult. To have a mind of generosity, a wish to help, this is difficult. To be patient in the face of adversity, this is difficult. To have a mind that delights in virtue and is averse to non-virtue, this is difficult. And then those four rounded off with prayer, to do all five, this too is difficult. So it's for these reasons that this life of leisure and opportunities, is so very rare and so difficult to achieve. And moreover, in the second half of the sentence, like a flash of lightning, it is easy to vanish. Our life is very short. If we're young and we think of many years ahead of us, it may seem long. But as time passes, we see how quickly it does. And we see how very quickly our life is ending. And here the analogy of a flash of lightning, the way to understand this, is if we, tonight when we're walking out and it's pitch black, if there were to be a flash of lightning, we would suddenly see the path before us be clearly illuminated. But a moment later, it would be gone. And this is like our life. This, in this expanse of time, this precious human life is like a flash of lightning. Something so brief, but if that opportunity is taken, where the path to be cultivated is illuminated, then tremendous virtue will be accumulated. And so that is the meaning then, so hard to find, yet like a flash of lightning, it is easy to vanish.
That's really something that you didn't tell us when Bumba Chawash in the Tokyo, and I said, and the guys were 你先跟着英国联邦国也是吧，这是我们的。在处理三年时的，告诉我是呢，等于民主人不切的一段大的三档，等于民主人不切短期不一般三档，等于等于民主人不切，你也搞啊，该你也搞啊一般三档，等于等于民主人不切的，你积累了啊一般三档，都三档呢，但是说说嚷嚷的，等于民主人不切这些，你也搞过的让给你些，等于民主人这些，到底被积累了啊这些三些。
第二个三大节，第二，处理三年，处理三年是第四个军政的三大，我来了。第二三大，第二第三大，搞些我是呢，制定计划，规划计划行动多是吧？但这第三季，这个第一主要的，这第三季动了三段大了，啊，那这个制定区域团的确实，你们这边呢，制定区域团这边团的确实，接下来呢，其实第一呢，这，没，这第二呢，啊，那动了要不三土要当，刚刚要第一主要不主土要拆个么多。
也要起码那么些呢，有那判断起来没多，对那样子，你这对对的这个民族什么就怕，明白吃完心都是那样子的，你这了嘛说呢，包括南部、中美金，包括这些啥什么的，你宁波民族什么就你怕下过来，下呢，俺你那个说是呢，民政工作宁波联邦国有些的，再的呢，你就是对那些国家对那些国家治理啊，等于什么的，他。 这个对的，那三级国防特别吃多的，咱咱们这个国家他个这个个制作派遣走了，说不接个全你们来不接呀，什么的，对呀，俺那这个年的钱给的那的，你们这些三百个，俺这个三档过来，嘛对，俺这哦在学校这你们这你们光聊的，你们这些没光大的给我研究的，什么的，对你明白些，那要是给的一年，你们这些三百个三百。
Then looking at the remaining three lines of the verse. Contemplating this situation, it's vital to realize that all mundane pursuits are like the empty grain husks floating in the winds, and that we must extract the essence of human existence day and night. So here, so this what we've looked at previously, what our text is a commentary to this verse. So here we've seen already at the start, we need the reflection on what we've achieved, a life marked with these 18 qualities. And now we see, we continue our reflection to reflect on the great meaning of this life, that is the second point, the purpose, the potential of this human life. Then the third point was to reflect on how this life was so difficult to achieve. So these are the three main points of the meditation. We've looked at these last week and the week before. And here we're adding now a fourth point, and that is that what we have achieved is quickly lost. It's quickly lost. So these are then four points to engage in analytical meditation. Hopefully, many of you will have been over the last couple of weeks and now into this week ahead, will be this third week, gaining ever greater familiarity with these topics. And the result of doing these meditations is that, as we come to here, through these contemplations on our situation, we'll realize it is vital to realize that all mundane pursuits, so our worldly activities, are like the empty grain husks floating in the winds. So this is the result that we come to see that what occupies our mind, these worldly activities, these really have no lasting meaning. They have some importance now, we do need to take care of certain things, but the way they dominate our way of thinking, this is out of balance. And if we've done this meditation, so those three steps plus this fourth one, and how quickly it's lost, as a result of that, our way of thinking will turn away from these worldly activities. They will not hold on to our mental state, our mind so much, because we'll see them as having no essence. They'll be like the husk of grain. Just the husk on its own has no value. It's a grain that has value. And then rather, we'll strive to live a life of meaning. And the verse then continues with this. and that we must extract the essence of human existence day and night. So again, the result of these 4 points of the meditation will be that we will turn, our mind will turn away from being dominated by worldly meaningless activities, and rather we will naturally want to have a mind dominated by the Dharma day and night. This is the meaning of extract the essence of human existence day and night, meaning that whatever we are doing day or night, the minds of the Dharma are present within us, are manifest within us, guiding our activities. Now, when it comes to the conclusion of our class, we've looked at tonight the 3 key points of meditation in this topic, and have added a 4th. So it's my hope that in the week between now and our next class, that you'll be able to continue your meditation on this topic, reflecting that we have achieved a life that is precious, in that we've achieved these 18 qualities. Secondly, its great meaning, its purpose, its potential. Thirdly, its rarity and how difficult it was to find, but yet we ourselves accumulated the causes for this. So therefore we know we have the potential to accumulate these causes again. And then fourthly, that this life that we have achieved, this can end at any moment. It's certain it will end, it's uncertain as to when it will. So therefore, not only must I put it to great use, but I need to do so right now. So this is what we've covered, and then if you've already been meditating on this for a couple of weeks, and now we're going to the third, then you'll be having some strong familiarity with this. And you'll be ready then to include meditations on love and compassion within this. So having meditated on these 4 points and given rise to the commitment to live a life of meaning, then meditate on suffering beings who have not achieved such an opportunity. Generate love for them with the wish, may all beings develop the causes for lasting happiness. Generate compassion for others. May all beings be freed of suffering. And in this way, we can, having reflected on what we've achieved, generate the aspiration, may others do so too. May we become a developed being who can guide others to develop the causes for lasting happiness, and to eliminate the causes that would otherwise lead to suffering. And with this strengthening commitment to cultivate the minds of Dharma within us, then engage in the meditation on the minds that create the causes for similar rebirths to this. The mind of ethics, which is the commitment not to harm others, to ensure that our mind doesn't go in a negative direction, a harmful direction, and thereby we prevent physically harming others or speaking in an abusive manner to others. And accompanying this, we generate a mind, not only will I not harm others, but I'll help them, I'll benefit them. And this is the wish to give, the mind of generosity, the wish to help others. And so here we're making a dual commitment. I will ensure my mind doesn't go in a harmful direction. Moreover, I ensure my mind stays in a virtuous direction, a mind that wants to benefit others. The third meditation is that of patience, which is a mind that stays undisturbed in the face of adversity. And this comes about if one has independence on effectively meditating on a mind of ethics, the wish not to harm, and the mind of generosity, the wish to benefit. Because the result of those two is one will be patient in the face of adversity. So that's my hope, that you have the time to do these meditations each day over the next week. Next week we'll continue with the new outline, and we'll see, as you see here at the bottom, page 14, how should you take the essence of the opportunities provided by this human vessel. So that's what we'll look at next week. So thank you, and now we can start with our concluding prayers. That's all.